Rob Nicholson was out at Caulfield. I'd say it was a bit of a quieter morning at Caulfield, Rob, than what it was at Flemington.
It was, Nadia, but then headed out to Sandown, where it was extremely busy with horses in preparation for next week at Flemington, and there were quite a number of very good track gallops and all in readiness for a big week, hopefully.
Well, let's discuss a few of these via stables. First of all, Aaron Purcell. The stable is absolutely flying at the moment. He's got a short price favourite who's going to line up in the Oaks on Thursday. What about for the rest of the team?
Yeah, well, just quickly on Aloisa, she'll have a gallop on Saturday morning at Caulfield. We'll possibly even head back out to Sandown just to finalise her preparation. She's pulled up enormously well, and everything's onward and upward towards the Oaks, Nadia. Apart from her, there's Merchant Navy and Jukebox, who will both contest the Coolmore Stud Stakes. They went out to Sandown and galloped on the course proper this morning, over 800. Merchant Navy looks absolutely outstanding and ran the 800 in 51.2, home the last 400 in a very sharp 23 and was still on the bit. Jukebox was equally impressive, galloping the 800 in 51.5. He'll have the addition of Winkers on the weekend, and his last 400 was a very quick 23.05. It was soft six going on the course proper there at Sandown. Ralston worked stylishly ahead of the Carbine Club Stakes, galloping 1,000 on the course proper in a minute 7.5 and running home the last 400 in 23.5, and looks a nice strong chance, definitely at each way odds. Villamonte will also contest the Carbine Club Stakes, worked 800 in 53.1 and came home the last 400 in 24.1 on the bit at Sandown on the course proper. I'd probably slightly favour Elson ahead of Villamont and of the two runners there. Bonds Away was outstanding this morning, Nadia. It'll contest the tab.com.au stakes, and on the work he produced this morning, he'll be very hard to beat in that race. He worked 800 metres on the course proper out at Sandown, and in a pretty good time of 50.91. His last 400 was in a sizzling 22.5, Nadia, and he looks in absolutely outstanding order ahead of Saturday. Apart from those, Written Era will also run around in the Begonia Bell Stakes and did some treadmill work, and Beach Life will probably run Friday night at Mooney Valley. It worked 800 metres at Caulfield this morning on the steeple grass, just running home a comfortable 25 seconds.
And Mick Price, he's got key runners in some of the features.
He certainly does, Nadia. Lone Eagle is his horse that he's looking to get at least a nice run out of in the Coolmore Stud Stakes. It worked 800 metres in company this morning, running a time of 51.11, which was pretty good going, and came home the last 400 in a fairly nice time. It got home in 23.28, which is fairly sharp. And if he's got his mind on the job, I certainly think he could be a place chance, Nadia. He's one of those horses, he's either on or he's off, and last start he was certainly on. Let's hope it can continue again. Mac Tier, Octabella and Lord Sundowner will all contest the Carbine Club Stakes. All three ran not long ago at Caulfield. Lord Sundowner was a very good run and ran a nice 1,200 metres this morning in even time on the steeplegrass. Mac Tier and Octabella worked together on the steeplegrass over 1,200 in a minute 19.32. Their last 400 in 24.5. More of a maintenance gallop. They're all very fit and prepared for the weekend, but of the three, I stuck with Lord Sundowner last start, and I think he'll probably be the pick of the three again, although Octabella certainly looks in terrific order. High Am and Miss Admiration will both contest the Wakeful for Mick. Both worked 1,600 metres on the steeple grass at Caulfield this morning. High Am ran the mile in a minute 54.86 and came home in a comfortable 25.63, while Miss Admiration ran the distance in a minute 56.41 and came home in 25.77. I would suggest that High Am would be the pick of the two there for Mick in the Wakeful Stakes. And also he had Pedrino go around in a jump out this morning at Sandown. It looked very good, and I'd expect it to run probably either Cup Day or Oaks Day. He's penciled in a couple of races on both days, so was a very good win resuming last start, Pedrina, and should run well again, while Oregon's Day is nominated for the Meyer, but speaking to Mick this morning, he said unlikely to run, just doesn't seem to be a horse that's enjoying its racing at the minute.
Robert Smurden, he's got a few that are likely to go around as well.
Yeah, he's got property nominated to run on Saturday in the Coolmore, but speaking to Robert this morning, he's going to bypass that race and likely run on Melbourne Cup Day. Property worked very well on the course proper at Sandown over 600 metres in 36.9 and looks to have come on quite nicely since his first up run. He will have now or later contest the Meyer Classic. She just did a bit of treadmill work this morning, Nadia, and she looks in pretty good order, a good run and win two starts back, and should be competitive to say the least for Robert, and does have a few running on Friday night, including Motown Lil, Tesla and Ascot Red, who are all in races that are, they are certainly capable of being very competitive in on Friday night.
Definitely. Well, let's focus on a few others that come out of Caulfield. And John Maloney, he's got a few that line up too.
Yeah, Gibbs going to go in the Carbine Club Stakes, Nadia. It worked 1,000 metres in a minute nine, just over a minute 9.75. Last 400 in 24 and a quarter on the bit. On the steeplegrass at Caulfield, and Flying Jess is in great order ahead of the Meyer Classic. She prepared over 1,000 metres on the steeplegrass in a minute 8 and a quarter, and home her last 400 in a very controlled 24.05, but looks to be in good order. She's one of those horses that seems to fly under the radar quite often, and I'd expect her to be certainly competitive in the Meyer, and you never know, she could be a horse at a bit of odds that can run a place at least, Nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's a couple there for Johnny Maloney. What about Andrew Noblet? What's he doing with Silence Edition?
At this stage, it looks like he'll contest, they'll have Silence Edition contest the Meyer. She worked over 1,200 metres this morning on the steeplegrass at Caulfield in a minute 19.2 and came home the last 400 in a very comfortable 24.5. More a maintenance gallop than anything else. She's certainly primed for the race, and on her last start run where she had to run extremely wide from that outside gate and stuck on extremely well to run home for a solid fifth when she had no ride on that Loiter Bias track that day, I'd expect her to be super competitive and very hard to beat on the weekend in the Meyer at Group 1 level.
Okay, so she's one that is going to be competitive in the Meyer. Henry Dwyer is hoping that Swampland gets a run in the same race.
Yeah, at the moment, not likely to get that opportunity, Nadia, but has a contingency plan of possibly running on Cup Day. The horse has been up for a very, very long time, and just a maintenance gallop as the norm for Swampland. Went 1,000 metres in evens and just cruised home the last 400 in 26 on the steeplegrass this morning. That's certainly capable on her day and has been very competitive at Group 2 level. So I think the step up shouldn't be too much of an issue, but hopefully she gets a run. If not, certainly keep her in mind on Tuesday at Flemington.
And what about Chris Lees?
He's got a couple that have turned up. They were at Sandown this morning. Danish Twist will contest the Meyer Classic. She prepared over 1,000 metres on the course proper at Sandown in a minute 7.23, her last 600 in a nice controlled 37 and a quarter. Sense of Occasion will contest the Group 1 Kennedy Mile. Worked over 1,000 metres on the course proper in a minute 6.95 and galloped home the last 600 in a solid 37.05. Clearly Innocent had a gallop on the course proper over 1,000 metres in a minute 10.54, his last 600 in 39 and will likely go to the Darley, won't run on Saturday, but we'll head to the Darley. And Zestful was another horse that will contest the Begonia Bell Stakes. She arrived in Melbourne this morning after working up in Newcastle on Saturday, and Chris was very happy with the way she's arrived and looks in pretty good order.
Sounds great. What are the key gallops and runners to look forward to for Flemington Week from Caulfield?
Yeah, I think Merchant Navy will be very hard to beat in the Coolmore. Bonds Away will be one of the better chances in the tab.com.au stakes for Aaron Purcell, and obviously Aloysia in the Oaks on next Thursday. Mick Price has got Lord Sundowner in the Carbine Club and High Am in the Wakeful. I think Pedrina is also one to follow next week when she goes around. property for Robert Smurden next week will certainly be his best chance. And I think that Flying Death is a nice place chance. Silence Edition for Andrew Novelet and the Meyer. And you can also have a little bit of a saver for Swampland if she goes around next week, as is Sense of Occasion in the Kennedy Mile for Chris Lees. I think they're the pick of the group from Caulfield this morning, and Single Gaze was very cheerful after a gallop this morning, and she can test the cup, and you can't dismiss her on her recent run at in the Caulfield Cup, so she might be a little each way saver in the Melbourne Cup at big odds.
Good on you, Rob. Thank you.
Thanks, Nad.